Well, NASA scientists are trying to do something today that they have never done before. They're attempting to tag an asteroid. After waiting in the asteroid's orbit for nearly 2 years, a spacecraft known as OSIRIS-REx will try to vacuum some dirt off the surface. Scientists think the dust on the asteroid, known as Bennu, could hold clues about the beginnings of our solar system. Let's bring in Jason Dworkin, NASA project scientist for the mission. Jason, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So your spacecraft is going to reach out and touch an asteroid that's hurtling through space to collect this dirt sample. If this works, how's it going to work?
So OSIRIS-REx has a 10-foot long pogo stick on the bottom of it, essentially.
Is that a technical term?
Yes, it is. It's called a tag arm. It's 3.3 meters long with what's called a tag SAM head, which is like a old car air filter design. It uses basically vacuum backwards to blow a sample of nitrogen gas, and we can capture anywhere between 2 ounces up to 4 pounds of regolith, that is rocks and dust from the surface.
Well, so many questions here. I mean, first of all, I didn't even realize it was possible for this spacecraft to be orbiting an asteroid. How does that work? Does the asteroid have its own gravitational pull?
Everything has a gravitational pull. The force of gravity on Bennu is about the same as the force of gravity felt on the International Space Station. So it's not zero, but it's very low. And in fact, the spacecraft has broken two world records for the lowest and therefore slowest orbit, as well as the smallest object ever orbited. So it is possible to orbit, but it's tricky. And the orbit isn't stable over long periods of time.
Well, and I thought that asteroids were like big rocks. I didn't realize you could get a dirt sample off of them. Why doesn't the dirt just fly off into space?
Well, again, it's bound by gravity, not very much. So Bennu is a rubble pile. Asteroids vary in size from the enormous Ceres, which is a dwarf planet, all the way down to objects that land on the Earth as meteorites, which are the size of you know, rocks or the desk size or house sized, all the way up to this hill-sized asteroid.
And tell me about what's going to happen. So the spacecraft is going to come down, put this device onto the asteroid, and where on the asteroid? I mean, how did you pick what spot you were going to go to?
That was very difficult. So we used ground-based and space-based assets, telescopes with spectrometers to measure the temperature change over day and night on the asteroid before we ever launched. And we used that, something called thermal inertia, to figure out the grain size of the asteroid, the size of the rocks on the regolith, and looked like it was going to be pebbles and sand. So we designed the spacecraft to sample on a sandy beach a bunch of pebbles. Well, it turns out that unlike other objects that have been visited by spacecraft, Bennu is very, very rocky, but the rocks are very poorly held together, very fragile, which also means that probably there are no meteorites that could be recovered that are like Bennu. And so we had to redesign our maneuvers and our sampling strategy to find a site that was the safest, had material that we could sample, and was also scientifically exciting. And that site is called Nightingale.
Hmm. And what are you hoping to learn when you get that dirt sample? What do you hope it tells you?
Oh, this is a leftover piece of the origin of the solar system. It has the same chemicals and minerals that went into forming planets, that went into forming the materials that led to life on Earth or maybe elsewhere. And so by looking at these materials in the best laboratories around the world, we can learn the history of life, the history of the solar system. But for me, the most exciting part is that 75% of the sample is archived for the future. So therefore, a scientist not yet born, using techniques not yet invented, can answer questions not yet asked, things I can't even think about, they could look at in 50 years.
Hmm. On the other hand, this asteroid is more than 200 million miles away from Earth, so it's going to be a while before you can ever get your hands on it. How's that going to work? How will this sample get back to us?
So once we collect the sample and verify that the spacecraft is healthy and that we have enough material, there's an asteroid departure window, just like there's a launch window, and that opens up in the spring of 2021. The spacecraft will point itself at Earth in 2023, September 24th, eject the sample return canister, which has the sample inside of it. The spacecraft will then divert away from Earth, going into orbit around the sun, and the canister will descend through the atmosphere and on a parachute land in the Utah desert just before 9 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time on Sunday, September 24th, 2023.
I'm going to mark that on my calendar.
Please do.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's Jason Dworkin, NASA project scientist for the OSIRIS-REx mission, which today is going to make an approach to scoop dirt off a sample of an asteroid the size of the Empire State Building. Jason, best of luck to you. Very interesting.
Thank you very much.
And you can watch the mission streaming later today at nasa.gov. What else do you got to do?